welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of the book of Ezekiel. So go grab your Bible and get close to your radio as we take a deeper look in the book.
And then you have the faithful watchman. The faithful watchman is like the faithful preacher, and he warns people. Now, God lets Ezekiel know. Now, Ezekiel, by you being a watchman, don't think now that the people is going to obey you. He says, actually, Ezekiel, they are coming to you. They like the way you preach because that's good entertainment to them. Now watch this. Look here. In still chapter 33, verse number 30. Look down here. Look what he says to Ezekiel. But as for you, son of man, your fellow citizens who talk about you by the walls and in the doorways of the houses, speak to one another, each to his brother, saying, come now and hear what the message is which come forth from the Lord. So we got church folks at home. They say, Ezekiel preaching today, y'all. Let's go hear what Ezekiel got to say. And look, verse 31. And they come to you as people come, and set before you as my people, and hear you your words, but they do not do them. Why? For they do the lustful desires expressed by their mouth, and their heart goes after their gain. They looking for a message of prosperity. And notice what they say. And behold, you are to them like a sensual song by one who has a beautiful voice and plays well on an instrument. For they hear your words, but they do not practice them. Isn't that something? So when it comes to pass, and surely it will, then they will know that a prophet has been in their midst. Isn't that something? They said, now, Ezekiel, even though you warned them, don't think that folks gonna jump on board and do what you say, because actually they just like the way you preach. They just coming because that's good entertainment. I mean, we ain't got nothing to do but go to church. Hello, somebody. You know, down there in the country, if you didn't go to church on Sunday, then you didn't have really nothing to do, because everything was shut down back in the 60s and stuff. Back in the 50s. Wasn't nothing open on Sundays? Amen. The hospital was open. You hope you didn't have to go there. Amen. Amen. You got hit with a baseball side the head. You know. But you didn't. Wasn't nothing open back then. And so a lot of times folks went there to the church. And boy, black folks, they would cut up there at the church. Amen. Amen. Say amen, somebody. Amen. They would show out. How many of y'all mamas done told y'all before y'all left home to go to church? Now, don't y'all be showing out down there at the church. Amen. How many of y'all, before you got up, if you was on program, your mom and them told you, now, if they want you to sing, just get up, sing your song, and sit on down. Read your scripture and sit on down. Don't get up there, because it don't take all that. Just go and do what you're supposed to do and sit on down. Amen. 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 Folks know you got a new dress. They see it. Amen. They know you got new shoes on. Hello, somebody. Because some churches, it's what? Fashion show. It's fashion show. It's about the fashion show, or trying to be the star down there at the show, but it was some kind of show. But you didn't have to put on no show. And so they was they was looking at Ezekiel just like a show. And we still got the same thing going on today. Folks, they look at what you wear rather than hearing what you say. Amen. 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 But we got a lack of warning, people. Let me show you something over here. And hold your spot there. You got your spot right there? Because we're coming back to chapter 34. But hold your spot right there and go over with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. That's the New Testament. We're talking about how watchmen supposed to warn people, and we are living in a day and age where we are not warning people. How do we warn people today? One of the ways we're supposed to warn people is tell them right from wrong. How many of us have heard messages at church that dealing with moral living, doing right from wrong? How many of us done heard messages on the Ten Commandments? That's right and wrong. How many of us done heard messages on sin, warning people, hey, you can't do that and get in. You can't sin and get in to heaven. Hello, somebody. Amen. See, it used to be folks used to talk about heaven and hell. How many messages you done heard on hell? You don't want to hear no messages on hell. But about 30, 40 years ago, they used to remind you all the time about hell. And they used to have revivals. And somewhere in that revival, that preacher was going to bring a message on either Luke 16 about the rich man in hell. And he was praying and couldn't get out of hell. It was a prayer meeting in hell. But God didn't answer his prayers because he was in hell. And I said, oh, I don't want to go to hell. Amen. You used to hear folks, they joined the church, and when they would come up and they joined the church, and they would ask them, you know, why you join church now? I don't want to go to hell. Amen. 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 The day you ask folks, you know, why you join church? I like this church. It's pretty. I've never heard that, but, you see what I'm saying? Amen, amen. But that's why a lot of people join churches, because it's a big church, it's a pretty church, nice church. That ain't why y'all to join the church. The church could be a church where they ain't even got no carpet on the floor. I mean, you can see the dirt flow past the flow. In other words, you can see the grime. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. They ain't got no cushion pews. They still got them little boards that's running together. Amen. You sit down and sometimes you leave your dress sitting back down. Amen. Or either you try to slide over and get a splinter in you. But a lot of time, right in them little churches like that, they'll warn you. Amen. They're going to make sure that you know Jesus in that church. Amen. Amen. Let's go on a little bit further. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Now look what this scripture here says. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 9. It says, or do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Is that in your Bible? It says the unrighteous can't get in. Do not be, notice what it said, don't be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkard, nor revilers, nor even a swindler shall inherit the kingdom of God. Did you see the role? Now, we need to be warning folks because the church is full of folks like this. I done heard some preachers even say, man, if I preached against homosexuality in my church, it'd empty just about half the church. Well, it needs to empty the church then. Because the church is a picture of heaven. And so you're putting together a false picture. Folks are thinking that if the church accept me on earth, if God's house accept me on earth, then God's house gonna accept me in heaven. Uh-uh. You need to let them know why they can make some changes on earth before they die. Amen. That is some things acceptable, some things are unacceptable in the house of the Lord. Amen. And you see a roll of folks that he says won't get in, won't inherit. He says, don't be fooled. And look how many fools, look how many people are fooled. Look how many people today are being fooled. You think about it. We got preachers that's preaching, and they know that folks are sinning right in their congregation, and they cool with it. They cool with it. Now, you look at the roll. You look at the roll. Just look at the roll. They know a lot of folks ain't doing righteous. That's unrighteousness. They know that folks are fornicating, having sex without a license. They ain't married. Idolaters, got all kind of idols in their lives. Adulterers, effeminate. They know. We got a bunch of them today, don't we? Do you know? It looks like that our school system, watch the school system, because our school system seem to be turning these boys from being boys to being on the feminine side. Do you know why? Because a lot of them, number one, come from single parents home, and a lot of the boys, you know, they stand with mama. When they go to school, their teachers are ladies. When they come to church, they see more ladies than men. There's always ladies in their life, so they grow up being, you know, effeminate. So they grow up. Oh, you want me to do it for you? I can do it for you. I can wash the dishes. Oh, girl. They got, in other words, they got girls' ways. Even though they're not a homosexual, they just got girls' ways. They're not a homosexual. They just got feminine ways. And a lot of time, I look at our little boys and I say, my oh my. We got a lot of work to do. Amen. A lot of work to do. And when I looked at the girls, I said, oh, my Lord. You know, that message I preached Sunday, I had a heavy, heavy heart. I don't know if you could tell, but my heart was really heavy, particularly as I was talking about the kidnapping. Because there's a lot that's going on in terms of that kidnapping and kids. And it used to be, you know, I was raised in the day where you only had a house phone. And when you had a house phone, when somebody called the house phone, mama or daddy answered the phone. If there was a man that called the house, the first thing he would say is, Mr. So-and-so in the house. He would not talk to another man's wife, because he didn't want to disrespect the man of the house. Yeah. And so everything had to be funneled through the man of the house. Somebody came over there to the house, even calling on one of the girls. They knocked on the door. They said, "Mr. So-and-so, can I see Betty Sue?" Said, "Did Betty Sue know you was coming?" Yeah. So everything had to go through daddy. Everything had to go through daddy. If one of your friends called you and mama answered the phone, they had to ask for permission. It wasn't you calling and somebody pick up the telephone and you just said, "I want to speak to Mary Jane." No. You asked, "Miss Washington, is Mary Jane at home?" "She is. Could I speak to her, please?" You had to use manners. And even though they may say, "No, she's busy. She's washing dishes. You want to come over here and wash dishes with her?" And boom. No, I'm just throwing that in. But notice what happens now. Our kids got their own telephone. Look what the devil done. Our kids got their own telephone. They can call. We don't know who calling. We don't know the time they calling. They got all kind of ways. The phone don't even have to ring. They can just send a text over there. So the devil can have access all kind of ways to our kids. So we done removed the man out of the house, and now we done removed the mama out of the house because now we got kids got their own cell phone. Yeah. And so it's set up. It's set up for the devil today. It's set up for the devil. Do you know a lot of the kids are coming from these third world countries on the kidnapping? They're coming from third world countries. They may read an ad in the newspaper in their country that they have a waiter's position, waiters and waitress position here at the Sheraton Hotel or something like that, and telling them that they're going to make $300 a week. And they see that. They say, "Wow, see, in their country, they only make $300 for a whole year. So if they can do that in a week compared to working in the rice field for a year, they come on to America." Matter of fact, they send them a ticket and everything. Once they get here, it is a hotel. It is a restaurant. But what they don't know is a pimp. And what that pimp often does, he put them out on the streets and he uses them. Same thing happens in a lot of these third world countries. In these third world countries, what they often do, they'll take a child from a country like Afghanistan, take that child to Pakistan, and then they'll maim that child. They'll cut off an arm, a leg, and then they'll put them in at the shrine, at the temple. And there at the temple, they'll beg, just like the lame man at Acts chapter 3, begging at the temple. And they beg because in those third world countries, paying alms is one of the ways that you get blessed, by giving alms, giving to the poor and the needy. So when you give to the poor and the needy, that's the way to get blessed. But if you don't give to the poor and the needy, something worse will happen to you than that person that was begging. So they got those folks, don't they? Do you see the game they run? And so they give these people, these little kids, the money, thinking they really helping these little folks, and they go and turn it in to the pimp at the end of the day. So kidnapping is a big thing. But one of the reasons that we're going to even see it happening more and more in our country is because of the rise of homosexuality. Because people are going to start wanting to have kids and grandkids and stuff, and there's so many homosexuals out there. So when they see a legitimate, normal a child, they're going to protect that normal child and try to marry that person at the age 7, age 10, age 12, before they get 13, 14, 15. Yeah. Because of the sexual revolutions that's going on in our day and age. So we're going to be moving to, can you imagine a day and age is coming to America where the average person would be homosexual? Yeah. Now, isn't that something? And so it's going to be hard to find a normal boy and a normal girl for your boy or your girl to have a husband or a wife. Isn't that something? That's the age that we're moving in. That's where we're going. See, man tends to go to that extreme. See, when God first started out this thing, he started with what? One man. And God said, that ain't good for man to be alone. So God says, let me balance this thing out and give a husband, wife. All right, God said, now that's good. But notice what we done now. We done moved from that, and now we got two men's or two women's, husband and wife. You see how man takes things to the extreme? He moves from the standard of God. And so homosexuals can't have no kids. So kids, where are we going to get the kids from? You see, so that's where the kidnapping can start coming in at. Let me go on a little bit further. But we got to have some preachers to start warning some people. That's the bottom line. We got to have some preachers that's going to be like watchmen on the wall. They can see this stuff coming, and they need to come on with it. Amen. The preacher done been studying all week, reading newspaper. He done got on the website because it's information explosion. You know, by the time, you know, the toughest thing for me now to preach is to decide what makes the cut on Sunday morning. Do y'all know what I mean by that? I have so much information to tell. I said, now, what can make the cut? And so I got to pray, Lord, you done gave me all of this. Now, what do you want these folks to know on this Sunday morning? Because I got a whole bunch of stuff that I could just make 5 sermons. Like that sermon I preached Sunday, that was really 3 sermons in one. Because what I wanted you to see on Sunday, how one decision affects the next decision and affects the next decision. So that's why I preached chapter 19, chapter 20, and chapter 21. Amen. Because I wanted you to see the big picture. Because once you get the big picture down, then you can understand it a whole lot more. Amen. Amen. And couldn't you see that, how our country done moved in those 3 phases? Amen. 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 Let's move on. The shepherd and the sheep. The shepherds and the sheep. Look back over here to Ezekiel 34. Are you with me, Bible way? I say, are you with me, Bible way? Ezekiel 34. Now notice, in order for a nation to survive, it's got to have salvation.
Sent down the glory. If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.